Coach, what did it mean to bat lead off today for this team and get a home run and spark the offense the way you did?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I got to switch it up every now and then, so I guess it just took me leading off. So, it's nice to get the win and to be able to show up, start things off for the team. It was nice.
How much accuracy is it to Henry's statement over there that he told you you had to get three hits today? He kind of spoke that into his existence, he said.
Yeah, we definitely talked about it. We talked about that. We talked about getting Homer first at bat out of the way. Sometimes you just got to talk about things, so we did. And didn't always happen that way, but it's nice that it did tonight.
How good did it feel to watch O'Neal Cruz give back the way he did today as well?
He's great, man. We know what he's capable of doing. Sometimes we just get, as people and probably even as fans, get a little ahead of ourselves because we know that he's a special talent, and you see the potential and what he can do. But sometimes you just got to be patient with him. We had a good talk today, me and him. It was nice that he was able to translate on the field today. He's looking good, so hopefully he can build off of today and stay where he's at. That's what I'm here for, just to keep reminding him, just to stay where he's at, try not to do too much. It's okay to get jammed and get a hit. It's okay to hit one 111 off the end of the bat, too. It's great, so hopefully we can keep that up.
Going back to bat and leadoff, how much pride do you take in Shelton coming to you pregame saying, hey, this is something we want you to do to help try and get this team out of the funk?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I mean, it's something that I'm familiar with. And, you know, when you get called in by the manager and he's asking something of you, you know, you want to be able to hold your end of the bargain and try and step up. So, quite frankly, I probably would have did that in the 5-hole today. But, based off of the game that I had yesterday and how I felt, obviously I didn't get any hits, but I hit the ball hard, had good at bat, so I knew the hits would fall. And so when he asked me to do it, I was like, fine, I'll do it. So
you can hit 22 again.
The number is 22. But I don't know about feeling that way, but you get to feel, you know, how it was. That's what I did when I first came up. You know, I let off and obviously have some experience there. So have good at bats and do what I do. It's nice to be able to do that. Sometimes you can kind of get lost in the middle of the order, so it's nice to start things off for the club. And I'm sure I'm probably going to be doing it for a little bit now.
And that's cool with you.
As long as I'm playing, that's all that matters. I don't care about where I'm playing or where I hit. You know, as long as I'm in there doing my job, trying to help the team. So, hit me lead off, hit me. I don't care. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. Henry, you've seen a lot of young pitchers come in. What makes Jared different? What is it about him that's allowed him to have this kind of start from your eyes?
He's something that you don't see, you know. He's not a very big guy, I think that's kind of plays for him. I kind of, not jokingly, but I kind of compared him to, like, Jose Altuve, you know. You know, Jose Altuve isn't a very big guy, but, you know, you watch him play, and then he hits a ball 430 feet, and you're like, how do you do that, you know? And I think, like, Jonesy is kind of the same way. Like, he's not a very big guy. I don't know how tall he is. He's not huge at all, but he can throw the ball over 100 miles an hour consistently. It's just something you don't see every day, you know. Velo is going up in the game, but he's special because of, he throws hard. He has good ride to his fastball, and he has good secondary stuff too. So, it's special to watch, for sure. And, you know, glad we're able to, you know, score some runs for him finally and give him an opportunity to get a win.
Catcher notes, still April. Do you feel like you guys needed this one? and kind of just reset, get out of the funk, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we definitely needed this game. You know, it's a team in your division. So if we can win those games, you know, it's big for us. You know, April, right? Hot start, slow, then it goes slow, and then you got to figure out how to pick it up again. So, you know, it was a good win for us. I felt like it was one that we really needed, and scratch clawed, got the runs when we needed them, and we're able to hold the lead at the end there. So it was good. So hopefully we can breathe and be ready to go tomorrow.
Going back to Jared, his calm demeanor make him special too, in addition to just what he brings in terms of his stuff?
I guess. I don't really know his personality that much yet, but he's confident. He's a pretty quiet guy, but you know, when he's out there on the mound, he's confident in his stuff, and I think you can see that. You can see that he can. He believes and trusts in his stuff. He's not afraid to throw his fastball, obviously, and he goes out there and he competes. I think it does make him special. No one or nothing scares him. At least that's the way I see it. If it's a good poker face, you know, if that's not what he's doing, but that's the way I see it. And, yeah, it's something you need in this game for sure.